Scientists reported today they have discovered something about the Ebola virus that might explain why the outbreak in West Africa a few years ago was so explosive. The virus has a mutation that seems to make it easier to spread. NPR's Micheline Duclef reports.
When Ebola appeared in West Africa late in 2013, it spread faster and farther than any previous Ebola outbreak. One reason was because it hit densely populated cities. But also, a group of geneticists noticed the virus was changing. Its genes were mutating. Jeremy Lubin at the University of Massachusetts Medical School says that raised a big concern.
There was this obvious question to them, is this virus somehow more transmissible or more dangerous or more deadly?
And was that why this outbreak was so bad? The geneticists had no idea. They could see the mutations, but they didn't know what they were doing. So Lubin started experimenting with the mutations in the lab, and one mutant was behaving in a curious way. So he set up a video conference call with the geneticist.
I remember we asked them, so what's significant about this particular mutation? And they all started jumping up and down.
Because they had been watching this mutation. They didn't know if it was doing anything, like making people even sicker or the virus more contagious. But they had been watching it spread across the world. It appeared early on and spread like gangbusters. It became the dominant strain from Guinea to Sierra Leone. Liberia showed up in Nigeria, Mali, and...
It's also the form of the virus that made its way to an emergency room in Texas.
That was the case of Thomas Eric Duncan, the man who brought Ebola to the U.S. from Liberia and infected several other people here. Now Lubin and another team have figured out that this wasn't a harmless mutation. They're reporting in the journal Cell that this mutation likely spread so far because it makes it easier for the virus to infect human cells. Way easier.
The largest difference we saw was about fourfold, which when you're talking about a virus that could kill you, it's a pretty scary number, I'd say.
Even scarier, it was just one tiny change that created this mutant version. This shows how easily Ebola can evolve and become more dangerous. But here's the thing. They don't know yet if the mutation makes the virus more deadly. Vincent Racaniello is a virologist at Columbia University who wasn't involved in the research. He says there's a hint the mutant might make people more sick.
It's associated with a slightly increased mortality, but it's very, very slight. So that alone doesn't prove anything.
This work was done in human cells. The next step would be to test the mutant in animals. Right now, Racaniello actually isn't worried about this mutant. He doesn't find it scary at all, because he says, we stopped it.
So that virus that spread in people, as far as we know, it's not circulating, it's not causing infections anymore in people in West Africa.
There hasn't been a case in months.
As far as we know, that virus is gone.
Done. Dead. Finished. Because here's the other thing about this mutant. The same mutation that helps the virus more easily infect human cells also now blocks it from infecting animal cells. That's important because it's thought Ebola spread from bats to people in West Africa, and that triggered the outbreak. And that the virus hides out in bats, waiting to spark another outbreak. But this mutant strain can't do that. So once the outbreak was over in West Africa, so was this mutant. Micheline Duclef, NPR News.